are taking appointments only. And thankfully, we were able to get on the books of Mrs. Yolanda Haley. Welcome.
Thank you.
There's so many different things we could talk about with you. And the biggest thing for me here is partnership, because you are a professional in that arena, not just as a producer, but also as a wife. Okay. Shout out to the wives in the business. Shout out to the wives in the business. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. And I'm just so truly inspired by you.
Thank you.
But before we get into all of that, we want to hear about you. I don't think many people know that you're from Guyana.
Let's take it back to the beginning.
Yeah. So what was that like growing up in Guyana and just coming to the U.S., you know, did any of that experience kind of like instill in you or inspire you to be and do what you do today?
On your road to Hollywood, basically, because you're here now.
Well, I think that...
And you got to speak in the microphone.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Speak in the microphone. I usually have a loud voice, so it's like I try to keep the microphone down.
Okay.
I think that being born in Guyana, South America, has kept me grounded. I'm a little bit different from most people, I guess, like at my status. I don't like getting my nails done. I don't like getting my hair done. I like a sale. I love a sale.
I mean, love a sale.
Where's the clearance rack?
The girls love a sale.
Where's the clearance rack?
I love a sale. And it doesn't matter that I can afford certain things. It's just that I'm not a wasteful person. When you come to my house, I have the Bounty select a size. And if you pull off two, I'm like, wait, hold up. Your hands are not that big. You just need one, you know. And, I mean, I think that that's because I'm from Guyana. I mean, I came from a third world country. I know poverty. I mean, I wasn't poor. But I know it. I've seen it. And I just think that America is very wasteful. I think that society is just very materialistic. So I think that, you know, like because of where I came from, I'm the woman that I am now.
I totally understand that. My grandfather introduced me to the term frugal.
Yes.
And I was like, frugal? Like... Because I could be a little
extra. What do
you
mean by that?
I could be a little extra, and I can go above and beyond. But I love that, you know, you are humbled by your upbringing.
Yeah.
And speaking of your upbringing.
I think, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, like, because to see where you are now, and like you were saying, Guyana, it was very humbling. What was your family like? Because we had our talk with Marcus Cargill, and he was like, you can determine who people are based on, like, their relationship with their parents. So what was that like for you?
My family is my everything. Mm. I mean, even to when we came to this country, I was 8 years old when I came to the United States of America, and we had a one-bedroom apartment. Mm. Everyone, mind you, it's five of us, five brothers and sisters. We were all in like one room. When it was movie nights and stuff like that, we all got in my mom's and my parents' bed, and that was comfort to us. And it's like now I have, you know, like a huge house and, you know, things like that, but we all gravitate towards one room, and it's like...
You're used to being together as a family.
Yeah, what happened to the rest of the house? It's like we don't need the rest of the house. But we're so close. We just like being together. We're really, really close.
I like that you said that, you know, you're very grounded. Because I think that's so important being here and being in this business and just being in LA, period, you know? So can you take us on your journey, like, of arriving? Like, when you arrived?
When I arrived, because I don't focus on that. I mean, I worked at NYU University in New York City for many years. I managed a business incubator, so I mean, like, I was the geek that was in charge of the intellectual property for the university. My husband was in the music business. He always called me for, you know, like, help with certain things because he was managing Keisha Cole at the time. Keisha decided to move to Atlanta, so then he wanted for us to move to Atlanta, and I'm like, yo, dude, I have this job. Like, I don't really know about this Atlanta thing, but I trusted love. Yes. And I decided, I said, you know what? I said, I'll find another job. So gave up my banging job, my independence, to move to Atlanta, Georgia, because Keisha wanted to move to Atlanta. So fine, we did the whole thing. Bought a house out there and everything. So in the music business. So I don't really know when I arrived because I live the same way. Like, I go to Target, like, I go to Walmart, like, you know, I buy nice things or I buy cheap things. I just buy things that I like. So I don't know when I arrive. Like, people always make a big deal, like, oh, you're Manny's wife, and oh, you're this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, I'm Yolanda.
Period. I know that's right.
I love that you said you trusted love.
I did, and I do. I do.
Can we go back to this whole love thing? Because I'm still trying to figure it out.
The girls need help. The girls need guidance.
Please, guide us.
We're not okay.
Because you were 16 when you met Manny.
Yes.
And obviously you all were in a totally different space. So I'm like, how did y'all get from there to here? Like, how did you know he was the one?
Yeah, that's the...
I tried to leave him several times. I really did.
I feel like that's usually how it is.
Please, tell us about that.
He knew you were the one.
I mean, in every relationship, you have your ups, your downs. After we had children... Okay, so Manny and I met when we were 16 years old. Started dating. So your kid, we were kids.
Yeah.
You know, we were growing up. Had my daughter when I was 19. Broke up several times. Had my son. Broke up several times. I was getting older, so I'm thinking, like, do I want to get married? Do I want to be committed to someone, stay in a relationship? Because Manny opened a beauty salon in Flatbush Avenue. He was being shouted out by Wendy Williams and Puffy. And, he was always in the circle. So there were always a lot of women around. There were always a lot of groupies around. There was always a lot of just, things that I wasn't really into.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if I wanted to be married to Manny. Manny and I, we didn't get married until like 2005.
Wow. And here we are in 2023.
Yeah, we were together for a very, very long time before, like, we both said, you know what? We love the idea of marriage because we feel as if we're married already, although there was no ring on the finger and no thing like that.
That scares me. I'm not gonna lie.
It's scary.
They call them situationships these days.
You know what?
And I'll be like, about this because I'm an extremely vulnerable person, and when I'm into you, I'm in it. You know, but there's no titles, there's no commitment, and then it's like, okay, how safe is this space that I'm in? Like, how did you feel secure to stay there? Because I get scared and I run.
Because it was my choice. So I'm comfortable with things that I choose to do. So it was definitely my choice, so that's why it was comfortable. People always said to us, oh, it's going to change when y'all get married. Like, y'all homeboy and homegirls now, like, that's your best friend now, but it's going to change when
negative.
You get married. So it's like, we honestly thought that after we got married, like, something just changed. And I remember, like, after we got married, I'm like, you feel the same? He was like, yeah. He was like, you feel the same? I'm like, yeah. So I started asking, like, what changes when you get married? And, you know, people didn't have an answer to that. Oh, you know, like, you're going to stop having sex and you're going to stop doing this. And I'm like, well, maybe that's a choice for people at a certain stage in their life. But it's not like if you get married and boom, you stop having sex, or boom, you know, like, you start having arguments. It's like, no, your relationship is the same. I mean, you're just now married to someone, like, you know, you're committed to this person legally. But I feel like Manny and I were married even before we were married, you know, but when we legally got married, it was because we decided that we loved the idea of marriage. We were already together for so many years. We already had two children. His cars was in my name. His house was in my, I mean, we were already married, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. That makes me so scared. Like, you're just speaking all my fear languages. Like,
You have to, but it worked out. Look at the outcome.
I mean, obviously, this was a partnership. This was a joint decision. Like,
what was scary about that?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, I feel like I've been there and it just don't work for me. But I'm so grateful to God that you all have transcended through, because, listen, it's also good to know, I want to go back to your independence and the fact that you had your own career already, and it wasn't something that you were kind of like, you know, leaning on him for or anything like that. And I feel like me as a 28-year-old young woman in Hollywood, you know, I got my own thing going. You know, I'm considered independent, and there's a lot of women in here who are. And I don't know if that, like, scares men or what.
I think it could be intimidating.
Sometimes.
Like, someone told me that, and I was flattered. You know, I thought that was nice. He was like,
being independent, you being an independent woman scares people.
I think it's weird.
Oh, well, Manny loved it. Manny used to be like, yo, my girl, she work at NYU. Come on. Like, you know,
she's a boss. Like, she's a boss.
She a boss. She the director of the business incubator up in there. Oh, he used to brag about me. My girl, she could do anything. What you need? She know everything. I'm like, wait, hold up.
I love that,
I do not know everything. I do not know everything. Stop telling people that.
I love that. I think that's the support you need, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not going to work unless it's someone who's like that.
He still does that to this day. Oh, no, my wife will figure it out. I'm like, yo, could you stop that, please? No. I don't need anything else on my plate. So, yeah, no, he brags about me.
So how do you balance everything on your plate now, you know, with everything you have going on?
You know, someone recently asked me that, and they were like, wait a minute, you're cooking, you're reading a script, you're writing a script, they're like, how do you do it? And I'm like, I don't know, it's just so natural, I don't know. I really don't know, I don't even realize until someone from the outside, like, even says something to me. Because yes, in the middle of me cooking, like I'm on a conference call or a Zoom, I'm doing auditions, I don't know. I guess know how to multitask very well.
You also have a strong support system.
I do have a strong support system. Manny is, I mean, we're business partners. So he demands a lot, but he gives me a lot as well. And I have an amazing team. Like, I have Maureen, I have Tawana. I mean, so when there's something that I can't do, I reach out to my staff. I reach out to my children. I'm not afraid to ask for help. Like, if I need...
That's a key right there. That's a key.
Look, somebody gonna have to do this because I can't. So it looks like if I'm doing it anyway, but I know how to ask for help.
Sometimes that's the hardest part. I feel like, I don't know if... I'm sure men as well, but from my perspective, I think it's really hard for women, like, and especially independent women, to ask for help. Like, hey, I need help. I don't know. You know what I mean? A job I used to have... the phrase they taught us during training was, I don't know, let's find out. You know what I mean? And I was like, why would I say that at work? You know what I mean? People are going to be so irritated, but no one was ever upset. They're like, oh, okay, cool. So now I take that everywhere I go. If I don't know something, I'm like, I don't know. Let's find out, and we'll work it out. You know what I mean? So I think that's key.
And speaking of being business partners, how is that? Like, it seems like, because I know for a lot of us in the business, you know, we work and we get to go home, and then like we get to have our own space, and we
unplug
don't have to think
from
we get to unplug. We don't have to think about work.
Wow. So how do you unplug from that?
Yeah, it's like you're always on.
Yes, it's like we're always on, and I tell my husband all the time. I'm like, dude, I'm watching a movie. Dude, this is the bedroom. Like, knock it off. Dude, I'm going to sleep. So it's like, it's hard. It's very hard because you come in bed and it's like, oh, did you get a chance to read that contract? really, now I'm sleeping. And then when he goes out, because he likes to go, you know, certain places with his friends, whatever, he comes in, and I'm literally laying in bed sleeping. And this dude comes in, he turns the light on, and he's like, yo.
His best life.
I wanted to know if we got a chance to do this today. And I'm like, what was I doing that made you think that I was up? Like, seriously, what? Like, let me know how I sleep. Like, I'm sleeping. Like, I don't. Then I just cover my head, and it's like, you know, then he knows. He's like, okay, whatever. But he does this, constantly. Like, this is not something that happens, like, once or anything like that. So I want for him to videotape me one day when I'm sleeping, because I'm like, I must sleep in, like, an upright position, like, if I'm typing or something. For him to always just come in from outside and just start talking to me when I'm sleeping.
So they say marriage is like a business. And, like, what advice would you give the girls here who are, you know, we're looking for our spouse, we're ready to sign the dotted line?
Make sure it's something that you want. I think that a lot of people get into relationships for status, for the wrong reasons. You know, I think that you had asked me a question, something about finances, like something with your partner, and I said, I don't know, because that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for love. I was looking for someone who is going to be with me, you know, like, should I ever fall sick, you know, who's going to fly my family in, who's going to have my family with me, who's going to be with me, who's going to support me, who's going to wipe my nose when I'm not able to wipe my nose. That's what I'm looking for. I don't really give a crap about any money, because I know what I'm capable of, and it's like, you know, we're going to figure it out.
So. She keeps a bag. That's what she said. I keep a bag, so listen.
No, I love that.
I love that.
So it's like, you know, go into something for the right reasons, and I think that it'll be successful.
You know, putting your trust, like, you're literally, like, putting your life into someone else's hands when you do that.
What's wrong with that?
That's marriage.
What's wrong with that? I mean, with anything that you do, it's a gamble. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, why not take the gamble with love? Why not? Everyone wants to hold back. They want to, oh, well, you know, I don't want to do this because, why not?
What's she talking about me, y'all? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, none of us are promised tomorrow, so it's like, why not be happy today? Why not be happy now? Why not take that risk? Why not take that chance, you know? I would do every single thing that I did with Manny when I was younger. I would do it again.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, speaking of taking risks, and
vulnerability,
as it pertains to, you know, your career as a producer, and, you know, when you look to see, okay, you know, I have XYZ script, XYZ project, like, who do I want to put this in the hands in? And I know you all have your own distribution company. Shout out to Faith Distribution.
Manny wants to keep everything. He wants to maintain ownership.
I know, that's right.
Of everything. We're not putting anything in anyone's hands. We're keeping it.
Yeah.
As you should. As you should. I agree.
We're keeping it.
Yeah, we're really excited. I was able to attend the screening of one of their newest features on BET. It's called Imani. If you all haven't seen it, definitely tune
in. Everyone watch it.
It's streaming now on BET+.
And we also have the TV series Angel that I wrote, that Manny and I wrote together.
Yes. Oh.
It's only 3 episodes, but it's good.
I'm sure.
Yolanda keeps a bag. So y'all go ahead and stream all of that, watch all of that.
And you all wrote that together.
Yes.
I love that.
So how do you handle those moments where, like, you all don't actually, like, agree on how things should go, how a script should be written, how a deal should be handled?
Anything, like,
Surprisingly, there are a lot of those moments. But I'm the one who's always like, you know what? It's fine. You know why? Because then the next morning he's going to be like, okay, you could just change it back.
I think it's
and
trust.
I hope that because I just said that he's not listening and it changed. But I'm always the one to just bow out gracefully. I'm like, it's okay, babe. it's fine. Like, I don't care. It's fine. And then he's going to be like, okay. And then, you know what I was thinking about? And if you really want it that way, you know, you could just put it. And I'm like, oh, okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's a certain level of trust that you guys have built. You know what I mean? That foundation. Because you've worked together for so long, even if you weren't working together. You know what I mean? So I think it's trust.
Yeah.
And you trust each other. Like, okay, if this is really what she wants to do, there must be, you know, she's probably right. Or
like
maybe he's right.
All the street,
you know?
Stuff, all the street stuff, I totally take him because I don't know that stuff. So, you know, like I would write something and he's like, someone on the street would not do that. And I'm like, oh, okay, I mean, well, go ahead, fix it up. But things that I'm confident about, you know, I know when to bow out, and then it circles right back around, and I get what I want.
This is my last question, because, you know, I'm very happy to know that you came to L.A. with a strong background in, like, love, trust, support, and you brought that energy with you, and you're carrying it through, and it's shining, you know, in your career and your family and, you know, all the way that you carry yourself. But for the women who, like me, for instance, I just moved to L.A. like 3 years ago, you know, and I came here by myself. Like, I didn't come with a partner. I didn't come with a group of friends. Thankfully, I've met a great friend here, Sarah. But, you know, how... And then, of course, we've already established this, and I'm going to say this one last time. But your girl is ready for her partner. So it's like, in this world of, like, you know, actors and directors and Hollywood, like, what advice would you give to young women who feel like they are mature enough to have done the self-work, they're ready to find their partner, and they're ready to build with somebody, but they're in a place like LA where people are a little crazy, a little phony.
People aren't always what they present themselves to be.
Right. And it's hard to trust that.
LA is very different because you do have a lot of phony people. I've had people, like, who I've met, women who, you know, they're like, oh, okay, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Then when they see me, you know, like, with Manny or, you know, like, with one of, like, my celebrity friends or something, they're like, oh, and I'm like,
totally different vibe. Yeah,
like, I'm the type of person, like, you have to love me and accept me for who I am. Doesn't matter who I'm married to, who my kids are, like, it has to be for me. What I do notice is that a lot of times when you talk to men, when you talk to people, they tell you what you want. You may not hear it because you're not listening.
Talk about it, please.
Because you don't want to hear it.
Let's get into that.
But they do tell you what they're interested in.
They tell you their intentions. Yeah.
So it's like, I feel that for the single people looking for relationships, listen. Okay. Because people, they're more honest than you think. We all do it, because there are times when Manny's like, oh, no, I said that. And I'm like, you did? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I hear you. I thought you said I could have that Gucci bag. He was like, no, I didn't say that.
Come on, Gucci bag.
I said you could have the Prada one. But no, people, they tell you things. You just have to listen. And if someone is telling you basically that, you know, they want something that's different from what you want, you also have to be strong enough to walk away, because that's not what you want. Don't compromise. There's somebody out there that wants the exact same thing that you want.
I love
There's
that.
Someone out there that wants to split those bills 50-50. Yeah. There's someone out there that wants to have children because they realize that they're getting older. So there's someone out there for you. Don't compromise, but listen as well, because they'll say it.
Thank you.
I love that. That's the gem right there.
Thank you so much. Like, honestly, I needed to hear that from you. I'm like, okay, now that she said it, because Sarah be telling me that all the time.
I feel like once we're on our path, you know what I mean? And I didn't make this up. Shout out to my therapist. You know, it came from her. So I feel like once you like align with your path and you're like, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is where I'm going, everything else just falls into place. So whoever is for you will be for you, you know, and you can't force it. And, you know, just make it work.
Yeah, I just want it to feel right. I want to have that feeling you had. Yeah. I just want to be like, oh, my God. This is like, I feel like I'm floating. I'm ready for it.
Tell her it doesn't necessarily have to feel like that all the time, though. You know?
No, it doesn't feel like that all the time.
Please tell her.
It does not feel like that all the time. There are times that you wake up and you're like, do I kill him or do I kill him?
Right.
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, seriously. There are times where it's like, Lord, 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 Lord. You know, but you pray a lot.
Yeah.
You pray a lot.
I'm a prayer.
And you... You realize why you got into it, and you realize that there are times I'm sure that I'm an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are times that I'm sure he feels the same way. So it's just being realistic with yourself as well. You know, like, don't think that there's nothing wrong with you. Don't
that self-work.
Yeah.
That self-work is real.
And I was just telling someone, one of my single girlfriends, and, you know, she was going through some stuff, and... You know, I told her, I said, well, I kind of saw your relationship going down. And she was like, well, how?
Keep it real. Got to keep it real.
And I said, because you act very stuck up. I said, you're not fun to be with.
Oh, my God.
Now, I respect you for saying that.
No, seriously, like, you have these girls that are ghetto, that they grew up with, like, nothing. Ghetto. And then they start dating someone with some money. They buy a little Rolex watch or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it's
little
like,
Rolex.
You know, they start talking like a certain way. And, you know, they're always pulling their jackets down and stuff like that. And then when you go in public, it's like, excuse me. Excuse you? Like, who are you? Like,
yeah.
Like, be yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a man... Manny, he would tell somebody, no, my wife, she has a master's degree, but she'll get ghetto on you, like, real quick. Like,
yes,
seriously, like, you know,
here.
Just be very careful what you say to her. You have to know how to switch it up.
Yeah.
You know, when I go to a party with my husband, like, we are dancing, and I'm from Guyana, so, I mean, like, we doing the wine and stuff, and we doing the Dutty wine and everything.
Shout
like,
out
we,
to Guyana.
We doing everything up in the club. We're having fun. Like, there's no bougie whatever because I don't have to impress you. Yes. I don't have to impress you. I know who I am. Nobody can call me a whore. No one can do whatever. Like, I know who I am. And I'm confident with who I am. So it's like I told her. I was like, girl, I said, you act like real stuck up. So I saw your relationship going down. The girl that the guy is with now, I mean, like, I watch her Instagram. I mean, like, she looked like she is so much fun. I was like, oh, I can't
She's
wait
fun.
To hang out with her.
That honestly, we're gonna be
have fun, live your life, have fun. Who are you impressing? People that you don't even know. I don't know any of you guys. I'm not gonna see any of you guys tomorrow. I don't care what you think about me. It's like, I care about me.
That's half the battle. So you said you can't always think that you're right and there's nothing wrong with you. So I'm gonna tell a little story. I was dating someone. You know, previously, that's fine. We're cool.
okay.
So
let's get into it.
We're gonna get into it because he said, you know, Sarah, you, my problem with you is you never think you're wrong. And y'all know what my crazy self said to this man. And I apologized about this already, so it's fine. I said, well, can you give me an example of a time that I was wrong? Like, it's not my fault. I'm never wrong. Who says that? Who says that? Like, and I really, really felt that way. But that was before, you know, I started the work, the inner work. So, like, I could understand why, like, who would want to be with someone who said something like that? You know what I mean? I mean, he still wanted to be with me. Let's be clear on that, you know. But, like, it's. I think you have to look internally and work on yourself as well. I think that's so important.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and being present and sharing your experience. This was so great.
Beautiful. It really
Thank
was.
Thank you. And make sure you guys check out more of For the Girls. It's coming to you this spring. This is the first episode. I'm so excited.
Yolanda,
the
tell
podcast.
Them where to find you.
Yes, how do we find you?
I'm on Instagram. I'm still learning. So I'm I just posted that I was here. My daughter was like, Mom, please pull it down. I said, oh, sorry, my bad. I said, I'll do it when I have my glasses on. But you can follow me on at I am Yolanda Haley. So that's I am YOLANDAHALLEY. And, you know, I'm new to this, so I actually respond to DMs and things like that. And I realize that people don't do that, so I mean, but I do because
thing.
I'm new.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
People, like, hit me up. They're like, oh, my gosh, wait a minute. Is there another episode of Angel? Or, you know, like, oh, I love you and, you know, things like that. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. So I respond only because I'm a newbie.
And make sure you all get BET Plus if you don't have it already.
Yes, absolutely. Support her project. Support, support.
I loved Imani. Like, so great. Like, the black storytelling is elevated. Top
and I
tier.
See Chastity back there. Chastity's in one of my movies, A Holiday Chance.
Hey, Chastity. Yes.
Hey, Chastity. It's my soror. But yes, thank you so much. We're going to open the floor for questions. Does anybody have questions? We have one here. She's coming.
I got it.
Oh. I like your yellow blouse. It's cute.
It's cute.
Your color matches the undertones. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Maya. I'm an actress and a producer. And I wanted to ask you about balancing being a woman in the industry and building genuine relationships. And any advice you have about building, because I've been around many people and it's like just because you're someone, you don't necessarily want to be connected to them. So balancing being a woman in an industry where men may see you a certain way and building an authentic and genuine relationship?
I think just being true to yourself and really paying attention to energies. Like, it's probably weird for some people, but like, I'm a big energy person. And it's like, I can go into a room or be around someone and I'm like, their intention is just like not good. Those are the people, like, we have something in us, especially as women, where we feel this, we sense this, trust it, trust you, trust yourself. Because, you know, you'll tell yourself if this is gonna be good or not.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from though, because like, it seems like when you meet, like especially men in the industry, they are expecting something from you. Like, whether that be, like, sexual. Oh. Like, it's just, like, right off top. It's, like, not even platonic. It's, like, okay, like, what? Yeah.
Oh, so, my bad, work. My bad. I think not I misinterpreted work. That. Okay, yeah.
No, really.
It's always romantic.
Oh.
Even if it's a business conversation, it always pivots to romantic. And it's like, that's not what I said. That's not what I came here for.
Like, I'm literally trying to do business with you. Like, I know you have XYZ projects. And it's like, oh, well, when are we having dinner?
Well, my favorite thing in life is calling people out. That's literally, like, my favorite thing to do. So, for example, do your research before you go into a meeting. And if someone is flirting with you, your wife, is she
on Instagram?
I mean, do your research and call people out. I love calling people out. People do not mess with me because they know in a second, I don't care where we are, what setting we are, I will call you out.
Period.
I will.
Yeah.
Start being that person.
We actually, that was a skill that we practiced during our sexual harassment training at my place of work. You literally have to like address people and say, oh my God, you just touched my thigh. And that made me uncomfortable. Like, you know, and I know some people like, they'll be like, girl, what are you talking about? What are you saying? But I think if you you let them know that you see them,
yeah,
you know, then they'll be like, she's not somebody to play with. They gonna keep trying though. But you like she was saying, you gotta stay true to yourself.
You
okay,
do.
One more question. Anybody? We got one in the back. We got a mic for you.
So you talked about how you were at NYU and then you kind of switched. How did you deal with the different, like, career transitions and navigating
your
career?
Girl, I cried. I cried. Like, I mean, I think I was depressed for, like, a year. I mean, it was just, yeah, it was difficult. It was difficult because not only did I leave a job that I was at for over 10 years, I was in a new city. You know, it was a new house. I mean, I was away from my friends, so it was hard. And me actually starting to work for Manny, that's what started to get me out of the depression, because I stopped focusing on applying for jobs and I started focusing on just working, you know, like doing Keisha's calendar, you know, like doing their travel, you know, helping him put the tours and stuff like that together. So it was very hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It was hard. It was hard for me because I had more than one things going on. It was changing careers and changing where I lived as well. Yeah. So it was
but
hard.
Then also there was that shift going from the music business to film. So, like, what was that?
That was easier.
That was easier?
Yeah, it's because it's all entertainment.
Yeah.
And people kept telling Manny, yo, this is not like the music business, you know. But he applied the same thing that he did in music to film and television. And, I mean, yeah, it's a bigger risk because in the music industry, you know, like, he was managing artists and everybody's giving you money,
yeah,
whatever. Whereas here, we're gambling in ourselves. We're taking our own money and, you know, like, we're making these projects. So, but it's all entertainment.
Yeah.
So
it was being a hustler kind of transcends.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter what industry you're in. You're going to make that money.
Well, you know what they say, behind every strong man is an even stronger woman.
Mm.
And we were so honored to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.